How do you personally vet whether something is a brilliant idea, right? Or a distraction?
Ooh.
How do you know? How do you know that?
Yeah.
Because right now we are in times where people can create wealth, but how do they know? Is this something that I should be investing in, or is it a distraction? Is this a divine assignment, or is it not?
Yeah, it's powerful. So because we are created in God's image, we are creative, which means that we have the ability to ideate and to innovate. And that just comes with being a human. I think for me, because I have cultivated a relationship with my knower, I can tell when something is coming from just my innovation and my experience in business, and when there is a certain type of weight on it that makes me know this is more than a good idea, it's a God idea. I will say practically, I would look for confirmation. Usually when God is doing, you know, doing something in your life, or he's giving you an idea and he's really serious about it, he's going to send confirmation, a person, a word, an article, something that you didn't seek out. You know, something will come and it will almost be like you will sense all of creation conspiring to make that happen. I think it's important to have voices in your life. I don't think you should have a lot of voices in your life, but people, I have a few people in my life that know who I am in the spirit. They don't just know the Torah, the whatever, Pastor Torah, but they know me. They're assigned to my life. My wife is one, of course. Have another gentleman by the name of Phil Muncie. And I'll put it out also in front of my destiny advocates. And hey, does this resonate with you?
Destiny advocates.
Yeah, yeah. Because some people talk about accountability partner, and that's great. But accountability partner, that almost, I'm holding you. It almost has a negative. My destiny advocate, someone who sees me, that recognizes what's on my life, and they advocate for it, and they've been given grace by God to be able to truly advocate.
And walk through that season with you.
Yeah, and you won't have a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, if you have three in your life, you're doing really, really good. That can help on that level.
Yeah.
And so if it can pass that test, if it can pass me really sensing that it came from my knower, if it can be corroborated by confirmation and affirmed by my destiny advocates, then I'm pretty sure that's a God thing.
Have you ever pursued something in your own life that perceived to be good, but then later was kind of like off purpose for you?
Ooh, yes. Yeah, I have, not from my knowing, but from my wanting, right?
The flesh versus the spirit.
Yes, yes. But then there's a flip side to that. Sometimes your knower will lead you to something, but you won't have full knowledge on what it is. So knowing will lead you, and you think that the purpose of that knowing was one thing, but God in his brilliance called.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, on Hardly Initiated, we talk a lot about leveling up financially, mentally, and spiritually, but there is a reality that we have to face. Financial stress can affect us way more than we realize. It's not just about what's in your bank account. It's about the toll that money worries can take on your mental health and your relationship. In fact, at the start of 2026, roughly 88% of Americans reported feeling some form of financial stress. It brings on anxiety, it disrupts your sleep, and for many couples, it's one of the leading sources of conflict. I've realized that struggling with money or feeling overwhelmed by it doesn't mean that you failed. Sometimes it's about the beliefs we grew up with or just trying to figure it all out on our own. It's something important to remember that therapy isn't for financial advice. It's for managing stress, shame, or anxiety that comes with those financial hurdles. It helps you unpack your relationship with money and build healthier coping strategies so you don't feel alone in the process. What I appreciate about BetterHelp is that they make the process of finding support simple. They have over 30,000 therapists who are fully licensed in the United States and follow a strict code of conduct. When you sign up, you'll fill out a short questionnaire, and their therapist match commitment means that they do the work to find the right fit for your specific needs and goals. They've served over 6 million people globally, and if you ever feel like your match isn't quite right, you could switch to a different therapist at any time. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up now and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/heartlyinitiated. That's betterhelp.com/heartlyinitiated.
Is that to be not the thing, but the thing that leads to the thing? So God is strategic like that. And that's why, you know, there's a passage in Isaiah 55 where God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways." And that's really powerful because, first of all, he's helping us to understand that how I go about doing something, my ways, the path that I take, is different from how you would take it. You know, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. I don't think the way you think, you know. And so there is a surrender that has to take place. There's a trusting of the process. Like, I don't know why this freak accident happened with my wife. I wouldn't have thought that, right? And whatever the outcome will be, and there's going to be a positive and good outcome that will come out of it, without a doubt. I mean, we're already in it. First of all, the weapon was formed, but it didn't prosper. So I'm already reframing it, even though it's hurtful. I'll be honest, you know, I've cried a lot over it.
Yeah.
Even though it's hurtful, I know that first and foremost, we saw God's miracle working power.
Yeah.
But then there's also something else connected to that, whether it's a resilience and a fortification that God is creating in both me and Sarah as we are continuing to really move in our various aspects of ministry, or something down the road that we didn't see. So sometimes what I'm getting at is sometimes your knowing will, watch this, your knowing will disappoint you. Right? It will disappoint you. But think about it. Disappointment is simply the byproduct of an ignorance. I'm only disappointed because I am improperly appointed something. I said that this equals that. And then that doesn't happen. And now I'm disappointed, but my disappointment doesn't have anything to do with the Lord. Because, and that's why God can never be disappointed in us. People say, "Oh, I feel like I disappointed God." No, you didn't. Because if you disappointed God, you're saying that God did not know.
That
God thought you was going to do this, and you didn't do it, so you disappointed. No, he knew the whole time. So knowing sometimes will lead you into something that frustrates your expectation of what that was. But you have to trust the God who led you, because he has a way of taking even what disappointed you and turning it around for what will bless you.
It takes me back to the scripture that you referenced in the beginning, James 1, 2, and 4. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of any kind, because the testing of your faith goes on to produce perseverance."
Yes.
"So you can be complete and lack nothing."
Woo!
Yeah.
That will preach, "and lack nothing," which means that if I don't go through, then I won't be fit for the fullness of what God promised me.
Yeah.
So, because I'll lack something. You know what I mean? So it's hard when you're in it, and I get it. I'm not trying to be, I've learned to both love and hate it. I've gotten to a place where I'm like, "God, the oven is hot, but don't take me out 1 second sooner than that which will perfect me for this season and this stage of my life."
Absolutely.
I hate it. I don't like it. But God, do not take me out to, I don't want to be underdeveloped.
Yeah.
And have the weight of what you promised me crush me. I trust you. I trust that you will put me in the fire and it won't burn me, and I'll come out not smelling like smoke. I trust you in that very thing.